Hi, I'm Taryn Fagerness of Taryn Fagerness Agency, a literary agency specializing in selling foreign rights to North American books. This is a podcast for my friends in the world of foreign book publishing, co-agents, scouts, and publishers. And I'll be telling you about my favorite books from my catalog. Hello, friends. Taryn here, and I'm so excited to tell you about The Night Thieves. That's Night with a K-N, a middle grade fantasy adventure by award-winning author Jen Bennett, publishing with Simon & Schuster in July 2024. This action-packed magical adventure through an enchanted forest felt both classic and comfortingly familiar, and also entirely fresh, with unexpected twists and a cast of whimsical characters. I had an absolute blast reading it. The story follows 13-year-old Rosebud, who is the daughter of one of her kingdom's most honorable and respected knights, until Otto the Torch and his army invade the kingdom, burning Rosebud's village and killing her father in the process. Otto is now the de facto ruler, having thrown the queen in the dungeon. In order to help their village, Rosebud and her friend Wilda have become ruthless Rose and the Blackhearts, wanted bandits that steal back money and property taken by Otto's soldiers. Rosebud is fiery and impulsive, perfectly suited to the life of an outlaw, and dreams of someday meeting Otto and avenging her father's death. But one day, they find some very unexpected cargo in one of the carriages they stop. It's the queen's son, Prince Timo, wearing a mask in the shape of a wolf head. They learn that the queen is set to be executed, and in order to save her and the kingdom, they must remove Prince Timo's mask. But it's cursed, and the only way to break the curse on the mask is to find, naturally, a hexbreaker. And that hexbreaker is currently being guarded by a dragon deep inside an enchanted forest called the Nowhere Wood. The kids set off with no idea what to expect and only a dubious map to guide them. Once inside the Nowhere Wood, they meet a friendly giant with turnip breath. They get captured by some grumpy moss folk and wind up caught in the middle of a fight involving a giant beehive. Rosebud's hot-headedness gets her into trouble on more than one occasion, but Wilda's patient guidance and the prince's royal manners help keep the damage to a minimum. I think we could probably all use a friend like Wilda. They are eventually led to a mysterious house in the woods where they find a famous clockmaker who went missing years ago. His eyesight has been cursed to render him blind. He kidnaps Wilda and demands they bring the hexbreaker to him to fix his eyesight. At first, Rosebud and Timo think he's evil, but Noodle, the clockmaker's pet squirrel, tells them the clockmaker is actually kind-hearted, just desperate. And he might be the key to saving the kingdom. There is a way to break both curses, the curse of Prince Timo's wolf mask and the curse of the clockmaker's eyesight, but requires a great sacrifice. And Rosebud will have a huge decision to make about how to use the hexbreaker when they find it. It all makes for an exciting, fast-paced, thrilling finale with some very surprising discoveries and unforeseen twists. And Rosebud finally learns to make choices with intention and honor. This book was a delight from start to finish. It's a marvelous choice for anyone who's into fractured fairy tales, fantasy adventure, and strong female characters. I really hope you will check out The Night Thieves by Jen Bennett.